Hello.
This is my Holy Week Diary for April the 2nd, 2023. Today is Palm Sunday. This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? When the early followers of Jesus were trying to make sense of who he was and what his death meant, the first place they looked was the Jewish scriptures. Why? Because, as I'm sure you remember, Jesus and his first followers were Jews, and the sacred writings of the law and the prophets held a unique authority in that community. And those passages in the latter half of Isaiah, which describe the figure known as the suffering servant, had a particular resonance. Think about a few lines that we've just heard. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. For those of us who heard the Passion Gospel read in church today, or who remember the narrative of how Jesus was flogged and abused immediately prior to his crucifixion, those lines have a particular resonance. But these verses from Isaiah did not necessarily predict what happened in Pilate's judgment hall, so much as they describe the fate that seemed to await any faithful prophet who dared to speak the word of the Lord to the political powers that had become convinced of their own invincibility. The words of the prophet constantly confronted the powerful with the reminder of God's power and God's authority. The history of the covenant people was a history littered with the bodies of prophets. As I've mentioned throughout these diaries, kings tended to prefer killing prophets to listening to them. Kings imprisoned, abused, and killed the prophets, while the general population simply ignored them. If we understand both suffering and being ignored to be fundamental qualities of playing the role of prophet according to the Bible, our consciousness might expand to realize that today God's prophets are everywhere. They speak of injustice, inequality, and violence, but few listen. They suffer and have only God to vindicate them. Thus, for those of us who are fortunate enough not to be counted as one of God's prophets, merely passing on their message is not enough. Worse, we can garble it. It's like that silly old game telephone. When the unperturbed are trusted to carry forward a testimony of injustice, we cannot help but hear only what we expect to hear and repeat only what we think should be said. This week, the church will relive the last days of Jesus' earthly ministry. We will recount his betrayal, suffering, and horrific death. We will await his promised resurrection. All of this is well and good. But if the passion of Christ arouses in us no compassion for our neighbor, or righteous indignation at the plight of those on the margins in our society, or godly anger at the injustices which pervade our world, then we have exchanged the world-changing power of the gospel for a privatized piety of personal salvation. To situate the story of the Passion as something that happened long ago, without reflecting upon how this story of God's redeeming love pierces our own world, which has run amok in violence and guilt, sin and death, is to miss the prophetic point of the story altogether. As we enter this week, may God grant us ears to hear the truth of God's good news for the whole world. And having heard this good news, may God imbue us with the courage and boldness to proclaim it. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.